Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily dives into some exciting developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD and its competitors. We'll explore the latest on liquid metal applications in high-end GPUs, AMD's stance on FSR Redstone support for RDNA3, and a brief look into ROTm-based image construction. Let's jump right in. Quick headline overview. 1. ASUS has revised the liquid metal application on its flagship ROG Matrix RTX 5090 cards, addressing previous concerns about thermal interface material application. 2. AMD leaves the door open for experimental support of FSR Redstone on RDNA 3, while emphasizing that the feature set is primarily designed for RDNA 4. 3. A brief mention of ROCm-based image construction, which remains a topic of interest among developers. Deep dive into the news. ASUS and the ROG Matrix RTX 5090 liquid metal application. Starting off with ASUS, we have an intriguing update regarding their high-end ROG Matrix RTX 5090 cards. Recently, the company faced backlash over the liquid metal application on these $4,000 flagship GPUs. Roman Der 8-Hour Hartung, a well-known figure in the hardware community, highlighted that the initial samples had a poorly applied liquid metal in an uneven ring shape. While this did not drastically impact thermal performance, it raised concerns about the potential for liquid metal leakage, which could short out nearby components. ASUS has since revised this application, opting for a more professional spread that hugs the thermal paste on the substrate, effectively creating a barrier to prevent leakage. This change not only enhances thermal performance, but also addresses reliability concerns over time. Der 8-Hour's analysis revealed that ASUS may have mixed silicon oil with the liquid metal to facilitate mass application, indicating a shift towards more industrial production techniques. The implications here are significant. Liquid metal is known for its superior thermal conductivity compared to traditional thermal pastes, but its application requires precision to avoid risks associated with leakage. The new method includes cutouts for breathability and thermal expansion, suggesting that ASUS is taking user feedback seriously, especially given the price point of these cards. This revision underscores a broader trend in the GPU market, where manufacturers are increasingly focused on thermal management solutions. As GPUs continue to push the envelope in performance, ensuring that these components remain cool under load is paramount. AMD's experimental FSR Redstone support for RDNA 3. Shifting gears to AMD, we have some noteworthy insights from CES 2026 regarding the future of FidelityFX Super Resolution Redstone. AMD's Chief Software Officer, Andrey Zdravkovich, clarified that while FSR Redstone is primarily designed for RDNA 4 hardware, the company is not entirely shutting the door on RDNA 3 users. FSR Redstone introduces several machine learning-driven graphics features, including advanced upscaling and frame generation. However, Zdravkovich emphasized the importance of hardware capabilities in delivering a consistent experience. He pointed out that if enabling a feature on RDNA 3 GPUs leads to degraded performance or image quality, it would not be worth the effort. Interestingly, Zdravkovich acknowledged the community's experimentation with forcing parts of Redstone to run on RDNA 3, stating, "All the power to them." This openness hints at a potential future where AMD might consider an experimental build for RDNA 3, though he made it clear that there are no current plans for such a release. This conversation is particularly relevant given the competitive landscape of GPU technologies, where features like upscaling have become integral to performance. While community hacks are a testament to user ingenuity, they also highlight the demand for more robust support from manufacturers. The possibility of AMD releasing a beta or prototype version of FSR Redstone for RDNA 3 is tantalizing. It could bridge the gap for users who are not ready to upgrade to RDNA 4, but still want to leverage the latest advancements in GPU technology. However, Zdravkovich's comments suggest that AMD is carefully weighing the performance implications before making any commitments. ROCm-based image construction. Lastly, we briefly touch on the topic of ROCm and how its base images are constructed. While specific details were not available due to access issues, the ROCm platform continues to be a focal point for developers working on high-performance computing and machine learning workloads. the construction of ROM-based images is crucial for ensuring that developers have a reliable environment for deploying their applications on AMD GPUs. The ROCm ecosystem is designed to provide a robust framework for GPU computing, and understanding how these base images are built can significantly impact the efficiency of development workflows. As AMD continues to push the boundaries of what its GPUs can do, the underlying software support will be just as critical as the hardware itself. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with manufacturers like Asus and AMD making significant strides in both hardware and software. The revisions to the ROG Matrix RTX 5090's thermal management highlight the importance of reliability in high-end components, while AMD's openness to community experimentation with FSR Redstone suggests a more collaborative future. With these developments, it's clear that the GPU market is not just about raw performance anymore. It's about how well these components can adapt to user needs and technological advancements. As we move further into 2026, it will be fascinating to see how these trends unfold and what new innovations emerge in the world of GPUs. Stay tuned for more updates, and until next time, keep pushing the limits of what your GPUs can do.